know it's about that time. No strength attached, so just unwind and get a grip and don't be scared. Relax yourself and fly like a bird, like nice and smooth, just flowing with the wind. Have a good time and make some new friends. At this time, just getting bucked wild, but when you do it with style. With the windows tint, while in motion I can smell the scent of your sweet or your sexy fragrance, and you feel so good too, baby. I like the way you pucker up when you kiss. I love the way you move your sexy hips. You got me open, now I'm ready to stick and get my freak on, baby. Yeah, yeah. Come on, come on.
Monster for sex, getting my way in my groove, believe it's a rap, make me bug, y'all better embrace my thug, I don't stand there, I get up in your face and your drug, hustle is on, grind till your time is gone, let's see who's still here after the song, Ace on the Animal, new joint with E-Chris, the game need a new sensation and we it, how I spat and do me, Pete the flow sick, wait for no one, we the type that go get, used to the struggle, had hard times for years, do for yourself, believe me, nobody cares, all props go to you, if you make it out the slum, far from fool, ain't no parts of you no dumb, get level for bread, bang to the day you dead, live life to the limit and laugh in high stress,
moving, shaking it down, shake it down and get real grimy, hustle in the morning, hustle in the evening, keep your pockets fat and get your groove on, groove on, moving, grooving, shaking it down, shake it down and get real grimy, hustle in the morning, hustle in the evening, keep your pockets fat and get your groove on, groove on.
Welcome to Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. We are moving and grooving tonight with the R&B Hustler tonight. Come on, everybody, call in. The phone lines are open. We have E-Chris, the R&B Hustler, this evening, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. Where are you calling from, E-Chris, R&B Hustler? Are you there?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm here. I'm calling from NYC, from New York City. Oh, yes. How's it going?
All right. New York City. All right, fans. Call in. The phone lines are open. Hey, how did you get that name, the R&B Hustler? How did you get that name?
Well, you know, for so many years now, I've been, like, really, you know, grinding and hustling to stay in the game of the industry. And, you know, it's a hustle. You know, my mother always used to tell me, you know, you don't want to rely on anyone who can't do more for you than what you can do for yourself. So I said, you know what, let me put my foot forward, my best foot forward, and see how I can grind and hustle and get things going on my own before for allowing anyone to take total control of what it is that my dreams and my desires are. And I kept, you know, working. I was working two jobs, going to school full time, and running back and forth to the studio. And them jobs that I was working, one job was paying the bills at home, and the other job was paying for my studio time, my mixing, my mastering, a lot of things, you know what I mean? And I felt like, yo, you know, me being from the streets, you know, out there, you know, when I was younger back in the days, I used to be out there hustling, you know, trying to, you know, pack bags as a little kid. So I thought about, I said, you know what, I'm hustling right now just straight for R&B. This is my love, my passion. And I put, you know, my first name, my middle name, and I abbreviate it, and I just say E. Chris, the R&B hustler, because that's what I've been doing for years, and I'm still doing it. I'm hustling R&B, trying to bring the real R&B back to the ears of the public on what they really need to hear as far as rhythm and blues is concerned. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And thank you for that information. Thank you. Wow.
Anytime.
Now, that song that I just played, Moving and Grooving, what year did that song come out? And who was the rapper?
Wow. Moving and Grooving, that song has been out since 2009. And that rapper, my boy Ason the Animal, he's from New York. He lives in Virginia now. That was like an introduction to my name, the R&B Hustler, publicly speaking. That was the purpose of the Moving and Grooving, shaking it down and get real grimy, hustle in the morning, hustle in the evening, and keeping my pockets fat, meaning keeping the money in my pocket and using it wisely. So it's what it is that, you know, has set my mind to do. So that's where the song came. And, you know, of course, you know, while moving and grooving, you know, I'm a ladies man. So, you know, I gotta show the ladies a lot of love and respect and treat them like queens. And that's why I was, like, in the Benz with the windows tint, you know. While in motion, I could smell the scent of your sweet oil, sexy fragrance, and you feel so good too, baby. You know what I mean?
Oh, silky, silky now. I would like to ask you this. I'm quite sure all the fans, listeners out there are curious. Tell us all how your music journey began. Who inspired you? What was your inspiration? I know you have a lot to tell. We can make it brief or just go tell it. We want to hear it. We want to know where you come from.
First and foremost, I have to give all my thanks and appreciation to God, because without God, nothing would have came, or nothing would exist even at this present time. It was because of God that, you know, I became more so inspired to sing. And I started singing in church when I was a little boy. My mother used to also sing. She used to travel before I was even of existence. And she knew groups like the Manhattans and so forth, you know, the Delphonics. My mother, she was an industry person also. So I started out singing at church, and she would also stand me in the middle of the living room floor and teach me how to sing songs and show me how to perform as a little boy. And she used to tell me, oh, you got to work the stage. You can't just stand in one spot. You got to move left and right, and, you know, you got to, you know, make the people smile. And as time moved on, I remember I was on Broadway before with the Boys Choir Harlem here in New York City with Raven Simone, Dawn Lewis. And that was like a very big, big, major thing for me, alongside some other things from my past, you know, singing, you know, when I was, you know, doing talent shows. But being on Broadway, it opened a lot of doors for me. I got to see more, you know, of what the industry was like as an entertainer. And from there on, I ended up working, you know, being able to do background vocals, you know, and with the Boys Choir Harlem and a lot of other people. And I ended up working with Chaka Khan. You know, Chaka Khan has been so beautiful to me, you know. She's a mentor, and she still is. And I met Chaka through my road manager, Simone Morrison, who used to be my manager. Now, Simone knew me from back in the days when I opened up for Jaheim when he first came out. And I opened up for Jaheim, and to show you how God worked, it was a talent showcase. And, you know, things were running behind schedule. And make a long story short, I ended up opening up for Jaheim because he had a show to put on that night at Club Envy, which is next to the Beacon Theater in New York City. And it was very, you know, uplifting to Simone, and me and Simone had became real cool. And then I hadn't seen Simone for a while. She had went on tour, and then I did a showcase thing at La Barbette in Manhattan, and one of the Suttons from Inner City Broadcast, WBLS, was the owner and, you know, partnership of the club. And he said, I want to hear this young man sing again. And Simone was there, and she recognized me, and that's when she decided to take me under her umbrella. And I met up with Shaka, Will Downing, Patti LaBelle. And I got blessed to speak with Luther Vandross, God bless her soul, and Ray Charles, both of them, before they had passed away in 2003 at Miracle on 34th Street. So there were a lot of people that were very inspiring to me and that stuck by me. And Will Downing, he was my mentor vocally and, you know, and marketing as far as what to do and how to do things and perfect things. And it was very uplifting to me, along with Karen Bernard, my vocal coach, who sang background for Shaka, and she also coached Mary J. Blige. So it was, like, so inspiring to be within the realm of so many different people. And it took me to another aspect to where I said to myself, you know, let me expand my knowledge and my craft. And then that's when I really started really getting into the studio after doing, like, 4 months of vocal training. And I was able to critique my music more so vocally. And that's when I had songs like Do You Like I Can and Make That Move, which was played on a very well-known radio station titled WBLS here in New York City for like about 6 months. And it was very hard, and it still is for most R&B artists to get their stuff played just so easily on a radio station unless people are really feeling it. Just like, you know, being on a station with you, you know, Brenda Moss on the Jazzy Dot Radio live show, you know, it means an honor and a pleasure to me, but it meant a lot to me to see that radio station was showing me love consistently and continuously. And I said, wow, this is going pretty far. And that's when I proceeded on with my craft. And, you know, I ended up, you know, opening up for so many different acts. And so it was just so phenomenal. You know, I could go on and on, like I said.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that information. Mm-hmm. You did a thing with the gospel singer. What's his name?
I did mention the first person I have to give thanks to is God, because I also was a member at Love Fellowship Tabernacle. And I've also had the blessing and opportunity before Love Fellowship Tabernacle working with Kirk Franklin back in the 90s at Miami Arena. And the song that I was asked to sing was One Day at a Time, a cappella. And then after Kirk Franklin, that's when I ended up joining Love Fellowship Tabernacle with now known as Bishop Hezekiah Walker.
Okay.
But it was very, very uplifting mentally, emotionally, and spiritually to be a part of the ministry and be able to sing the gospel with both of them. And I just actually saw Kirk Franklin maybe about a month ago. He was at my church at Allen AME Cathedral, and he came there and put on a nice, good performance. And then him and I took some shots, and he was talking on social media about, you know, who I am and, you know, how far I've gotten. And it was a pleasure and honor to see me, as it was for him too. And Hezekiah Walker has been, not only, at the time, he was a pastor, but now he's a bishop. But during the time of him being a pastor, he showed me a lot of love and support in ministry, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and physically also. The church was there for me after having a brain tumor surgery back in 2000. So they showed me a lot of love, and it meant a lot to me. And it still means a lot more to me because I'm very still inclined with both of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, thank you for all that information. Wow, you came a long way. And professionally, you know, your music sounds good, your voice and all. We have a caller.
Thank you.
We have a caller.
Hello?
Area code 813. Please state your name and speak, please. caller, area code 813. Please speak. Hello?
How you doing? How y'all doing?
All right.
Hello?
What is your name? What is your name?
My name is Melvin Jordan from Tampa, Florida. How y'all
Hello,
doing?
Melvin. All right. You have something to say?
No, I just wanted to say I enjoy your broadcast and say give a hello to E. Chris and much success, my man. He's doing big things.
Thank you. Thank you. Very, I appreciate that a lot, big man.
Well, all right. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. We're going to take a break from our conversation from this interview and play some more tracks from the R&B Hustler. Here is Step Your Game. Stay in the hot seat, E. Chris, R&B Hustler. We'll be right back.
No doubt. Check it out.
Right there. What came up with this track song? What motivated you to do this song right here? And what year did this one came out?
Okay, well, Step Your Game Up has been out since 2017. And what happened is my boy, my producer's from Philadelphia, Rip, and also a writer, my brother CJ, Charles Phillips is his name. They've been my production team for a couple of years now. So it was back in like the early part of 17, I had called my boy up and I said, yo CJ, I said, I need something hot, you know, I need something different. Because originally, people, they knew E. Chris as a balladeerist. You know, and when I say balladeerist, I mean a balladeerist meaning the slow jams, the love song. And before I did Step Your Game Up, I had Make That Move. And before Make That Move, everything else was ballad. So I said, I need something else that's going to take the place to Make That Move, which was a while ago. And he was like, all right, cool. But he said, I got something good for you. And he sent it to me, and I heard it. And I said, okay, I'm not sure. And he sent me like four other tracks. And I said, you know what? We're going to rock and roll with this. Because, you know, I said, let me step out of my zone and do something different. And I put it to the test. I let you know a couple of meter people listen to it. I didn't want to publicize it, and it got a lot of positive response because it's very energetic. It's very uppity. Step Your Game Up, you know, girl, welcome to the party, and it did very, very well. And actually, that song along with one of my other tracks was very, very good to the point where it was placed on Amazon, iTunes, TuneCore, Spotify. And it did pretty, pretty doggone good in sales. So I'm really happy with that. You know what I mean?
Is that other track you talking about, Me and You?
Oh, yes. Most definitely. Yes, me. Me and You is very interesting to me because a lot of people that have heard Me and You is titled as a classic. Of classics to where it's unforgettable. It's something that people have been holding on to for a while now. And I've done so many weddings. I was at Madison Square Garden. I was called on stage by Chaka Khan. She introduced me as Wesley Snipes double because, of course, I doubled for Wesley Snipes in Disappearing Acts and Blade 2 and Blade 3. And because that's how people knew me at first, you know, when she called me out and then when she said I can sing and I sung the song Me and You a cappella, it was just an eye-opener to a lot of people. And it opened a lot of doors to where people were booking me to do weddings, receptions, special events, and so many other shows to where even to this day, no lie, I went onto Amazon and just doing research in the song, this song was pushed out, Me and You was pushed out, wow, back in 2015, actually, on Amazon. And it's still selling at this very moment. I just spoke to TuneCore, and they told me there's only two more in stock, which means it's, like, sold out, and they want to register more for it. Because people hear it, and they love playing it at their wedding. And I take that as an honor and a pleasure, because they're playing that song by Luther Vandross, If This World Were Mine, along with my song, Me and You.
Okay.
So for my song to be on the same tune as Luther Vandross, God bless him, who is an icon, it's an honor and a pleasure to know that all the love and support that's being shown to that song, Me and You. It means a lot to me.
All right. All right. Thank you for that information. Oh, by the way, some ladies would like to hear you sing a cappella, Me and You, the R&B hustling.
Most definitely. I love doing a cappella because this is when you see a real rhythm and blues, and there's a difference between singing and singing.
Yeah.
For those who out there who sang, you know what I'm talking about. But check this out. Got up early this morning, thinking about you. And I know you're thinking, baby, baby, about me too. I'll take it all the way to ask you to marry me. Don't you know I can't hold back these feelings in my heart, because I love you. Oh, yes, you better believe it. Me and you, you and me. Together we'll be as one. No one can ever, ever take the love that I have for you. Me and you, you and me. Together we'll be as one. 24 hours, 7 days a week. You're on my mind. I can't eat, I can't sleep. Your love has got me on this high. I don't know what's come over me, but since you walked in my life, yes, all I know that I want to make you my wife, yes, baby.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm getting ready to play the song, so all the ladies and curious listeners want to know what you're singing. Here is Me and You, the soundtrack by the R&B Hustler. Stay in your seat, E. Chris. We'll be right back.
Oh, yes.
Check it out. Girl, you know, it's been so long that I've waited for someone like you. And I thank God that he put you in my life. That's right, baby, you and I, together forever. And you know, on this special day, I just gotta let you know, it ain't gonna be nobody else, baby. It's gonna be me and you.
Got up early this morning, thinking about you. And I know you're thinking, baby, baby, about me too. I'm thinking of a way to ask you to marry me. Don't you know I can't hold back these feelings in my heart, because I love you.
I will never,
yeah,
let you go.
Me and you, you and me, together we'll be as one. No one can ever, ever take the love that days a week, you're on my mind. I can't eat, I can't sleep. Your love has got me on this high. I don't know what's come over me, but since you walked in my life, all I know that I want to make you my wife. Forever, forever to be. I love you and you love me. Yeah, yeah. Me and you, you and me, together forever.
Yeah.
Well, all right, everyone. That is Me and You by the R&B Hustler, E. Chris. Woo, I think it's getting kind of hot in here. I don't know about you, but it's getting hot in here where I'm at. All right. E. Chris, I'm quite sure
that's
the fans
it.
And the listeners are waiting for you to give information. And that information is your social sites info for them to follow you up on and where to purchase any of your music online at any music outlets. Please go ahead.
Well, yes. Hello to everybody out there. I always say my family, friends, and supporters who are out there. I mean, without y'all, none of this would be possible. But you can log into Facebook and check me out. And it's at E. Chris Elder, which is spelled E. C H R I S, and put a space, and then put E L D E R, and you'll see E Chris Elder pop up. And you can also catch me on Instagram at E Chris 2008, which is A, of course, for the you know, at, and you put E C H R I S 2008. And that's my Instagram. But you can also check me out on Amazon, iTunes, TuneCore, Spotify. And like my song, Me and You, you go on Amazon, it's right on there. All you got to do is type up E. Chris, E-C-H-R-I-S, and it'll pop up and you'll see so many other my other songs that I got on there as well. But I look forward to hearing and you know, from everybody who's out there listening. I mean, for the love and support. I mean, like I said, first is God, and God, and you know, foremost, and then everybody else out there who's in the industry as well. You know, because I feel like, you know, in the industry we are all a family. I mean, whether you R&B, you hip hop, you dance, you know, your country, whatever, rock and roll. I mean, all the love and support. We have to support one another in order to make it to the next level within this game. So that's
right.
Like, you know, a big, big thing to me. So keep in mind, you know, what you do to others comes back to you. So when you show love, blessings, and appreciation towards others, it comes back to you double time. So please show love and support to E. Chris, the R&B Hustler.
All right. And thank you for that information. Thank you for looking out. Now, you have some upcoming performances in your city. Can you go ahead and give that information, the schedule, live events and the venue information, please go ahead.
Yes, most definitely. I mean, first and foremost, I have to give a big shout out to my marketing rep, you know, representative, and he's also representing me in the game also, my boy Melvin Jordan. You know, Melvin has been showing me massive love and been knowing me for a while now. I mean, he knew me before I even started, you know, on my own when I was under a label. Me, Christopher Williams, Peter Wayne, Melissa Morgan, and he's been showing me a lot of support and so forth and getting a lot of good, you know, exposure for me and marketing for me, and that's something that I really appreciate and honor and love to the most, you know. So y'all keep your ears. If y'all hear E. Chris, the R&B Hustler, you also know you're going to hear Melvin Jordan as well along. But I have a big performance I got booked for August 4th. Of course, 2019, it's at this spot in Brooklyn, New York, called Universal Place. And it's a big fashion show. It's going to be lingerie, you know, and, you know, that sexy wear that, you know, a lot of you ladies out there like to wear, and, you know, and romance and so forth. And it's going to be really, really nice. It's open free to the public. The stylist and designer and coordinator of the show, she's a beautiful lady. Her name is Siobhan. And for those who are out in New York City or Jersey, you know, Pennsylvania, you want to pull in. Anyone else coming in, it's on, like I said, it's on, that's on Sunday, of course, August 4th. And the address is 9302 Dykmas Avenue, which is D-I-T-M-A-S Avenue, on the corner of East 93rd Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11236. And it starts from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's going to be really nice. Siobhan had called me just last week and asked to feature me and wanted to book me to perform a new single that I have out, which has been making a lot of noise and catching a lot of attention. Title is Let Me Show You. So it's going to be crazy. And also, I'll be in Philadelphia also on August 24th, which is a Saturday. That's going to be another really, really big concert event. It's on the outdoor. It's something like, for those from Philadelphia, Maryland, or Delaware, you're familiar with the Benjamin Franklin Bridge, how they used to have a lot of concerts out there. It's something big like that. It's going to be a very big extravaganza and big venue. Come on out, check it out. The performances are going to be hot, crazy, and nasty, and like ballistically sweat hot. Like, it's going to take you out your seats. That's all I can say. But I know I'm definitely going to be there representing R&B to the fullest, which is what I always love to do. And it's going to be really nice. Alongside with that, I will also be filming a video shoot very, very soon. So I have some videos that are going to be out there. I'll also be probably performing in Ohio, Florida, and possibly, through the will of God, at Madison Square Garden in New York City, because I just came from doing a music conference in Virginia on June 12th. It went very well with me, Jeff Red, Rough Riders, and a lot of other people. It was a big conference. You had brothers like Mike Nelly from AMG Universal Records, you know, who basically was interested in me and offered me a distribution deal, which I'm praying, you know, and leaving it in God's hands that things work out, you know, that seems more fit and more beneficial for me, not just for the present time, but for longevity. And, so, you know, I got a lot of good things that are coming on. So, you know, keep your eyes and your ears open. But again, like I said, Sunday, August 4th from 5 to 10 p.m., in Brooklyn. It's going to be a nice fashion show on August 24th, which is a Saturday in Philadelphia. It's crazy, crazy hot, y'all. Keep your ears open for that.
Wow. Thank you for that information. And that information, you will be posting on your social pages, your media social pages?
Well, yes, as we speak, for all my listeners out there, if you go on to Echris Elder and my Instagram, which is Echris Elder, E-C-H-R-I-S, space E-L-D-E-R, you will see what's going on for Sunday, August 4th at the big fashion show. And show you how good God is. I just got booked for August 24th today, earlier this afternoon. So, you know, it showed me that people are really listening and can really appreciate my music and my style and my flow as Echris, the R&B hustler, you know what I'm saying? I'm not only a balladeerist, but, you know, I like to get my party on. I'm also, you know, I got my dancers also, you know, that are representing to the fullest for me. You know, that's my choreographer Brooke Davis and, you know, Amara and Pastor. They've been so helpful to me in doing a couple of shows with me and capturing the attention of a lot of the brothers out there. And it's been like a real uppity thing. So, you know, keep your eyes and ears open on my social media. And you can also go into Instagram at echris2008. It'll tell you everything you need to know. And if you want to converse with me, you want to talk with me, even if you want to book a show, you want me to come out and perform, let's talk some, you know, some love and support thing and let me know what the deal is. And I'm definitely be down with it, you know, once we sit down and exchange numbers on social media and find a way to contact, but get in touch with one another and do our thing. I'm even looking forward, you know, to coming out to Evansville, Indiana and doing my thing as well, you know,
we need you. We got a lot of grown and sexy folks down here in Evansville, Indiana, so I hope they will support me, support you, and letting this happen.
Yes, all y'all out there in Indiana, you know, show Brenda Moss a lot of love, you know, because she's a very beautiful, you know, intelligent woman with some great, you know, spirit and a lot of great, you know, energy to put forth on a lot of things as far as the public is concerned and for artists such as myself. So y'all show that love and support to Ms. Brenda Moss. I love her so much. You're beautiful, Brenda. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I done lost my thought. what is that ultimate desire, Echris, of what you want your fans to get out of your music? That ultimate desire, what you want your fans to get out of your music?
I want my fans and all my listeners to basically get out of my music the true meaning of love and having fun. And going back to what rhythm and blues really means and what it stands for, because you have a lot of music of today that some people title as rhythm and blues. And I personally don't feel as if the blues part is truly there. Maybe the rhythm, I'm not player hating, but the rhythm is there, but the blues part of it is not. And when I say blues, meaning the blues of music basically is you're expressing your feelings inside. You're telling a story. You're expressing your emotions. You're sharing with people on how you feel and how you may visualize love and romance. And even if not love and romance, the things that you've gone through in life that has made you stronger in this present time to proceed. So my main objective to a lot of my listeners and fans is for them to really get back into the real meaning of R&B, which is rhythm and blues, and for it to be appreciated a lot more in today as it was back in the days, which is where it all came from, you know, such as artists like Luther Vandross, Will Downing, Rachelle Farrell, Anita Baker, Johnny Gill, you know, even back a little back further when my mother was coming up, people like Sam Cooke, you know what I'm saying, the OJs, the Temptations, which has a play out now, Gerald LaVert, God bless his soul, you know, and Ray Charles, God bless him, and Luther as well. Those were real R&B. They were telling a story. And I think it's so funny because I've had a lot of people ask me in present time, you know, who inspired me to write. And I said to them, I said, first and foremost, God, of course, because He allowed me to express my emotions on paper. And then when the music came to it, it was just like so natural. And a lot of people listen to my music, which is why it's been getting so much love and appreciation. They can hear the storyline to it. Yes, I love women. I love treating a woman like a queen. I don't call women girls. I call them women. I call girls young ladies. You know what I mean? So I try to the utmost to show how I am as a man. Not as a boy, but as a man, on how a man should treat a woman and how a woman should intake the love that's being received from the man. You know what I mean? So that's my music when it comes to me and you. You know, step your game up, moving and grooving. On top of other songs that I have titled as Do You Like I Can. You know what I mean?
All right. Thank you for that information. You're a real brother. Oh, my goodness. So you are more welcome right now to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you on your musical journey and all your music that you've done and all the performances and helping you and supporting you. You can go ahead. Go ahead, E. Chris.
Well, first and foremost, I thank God. I want to give him a big up because without him, I know for a fact nothing will go any further without making him first and foremost. Because he's Alpha Omega, beginning and end. He has the say on what comes in and what goes out and what proceeds. And then the people that he's placed in my life, such as my mother, my brothers, my sisters, my aunts, my uncles, and people like my boy Melvin Jordan, you know, from his radio station, you know, the Quiet Storm, he's been doing his thing for me. My boy Brother Zay. And my homegirl, Brandy K from their radio station, which is H Squad Rebel, you know, radio station. Also, my boy CJ from Philadelphia, he's a writer. He's been writing for me, my boy, my producer, Rip. I got to say Simone Morrison, who's been, like, really supportive to me. She's my road manager. She was dealing with Shaka Khan and still is. I got to say Shaka Khan. I got to say Will Downing. I also got to give big ups to artists like, and these are artists that I had the blessings of opening up for that took me under their roof and umbrella. I opened up for Carl Thomas. I opened up for Force MDs. I opened up for High Five. I've opened up for Ashanti. And this was all in the year 2018. And they showed me so much love and faith within me, and I appreciate that so much. I want to give a big up to my boy, Andre Robinson. He deals with High Five. Also, got to give a big up to Case because I had some little you know, social time with Case, the R&B artist. He showed me a lot of love. I got to give a big up to everybody out there. My cousin Melita, my cousin Corey, my cousin Caleb, who plays in Stranger Things, the Netflix show, and also did Ricky Bell when he was a kid in New Edition. He's doing his thing. They showed me love on that side. And, I got so many people. I got to give a big up to my sister Kendra. And a lot of my friends on social media. I mean, everybody knows who you are. I mean, you showed my friend Dolores. You know, she showed me love. My boy Ed from Brooklyn. My people from Bed-Stuy. Yay, yay. Do or die. That's where, that's where we came from. You know, also, WBLS radio station, Dr. Bob Lee. He showed me a lot of love. I've done so many shows, and he's been there. He'd be like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe how much you have improved vocally and musically and artistically and professionally, business-wise. So he showed me a lot of love and taught me so much. Also want to give a big up to my boy Fence from Dope Beach Radio. He showed me a lot of love at the conference. Give a love to AMG University Nelly. He showed me a lot out of all the artists that was at the showcase. He approached me and was talking business with me, and I loved him. And that showed me appreciation up to my music. I have to say this, you know, Brenda, you mean so much to me because everybody listen carefully. Brenda Moss means so much to me because when I first started conversing with her and my stuff was submitted to her, she listened to it and she kept it real with me, which is everybody that I've named kept it real and just as well. But Brenda, I pay very close attention to how you were marketing me on social media. You expanded it and took it to a higher level to where it drew so much attention to where it's like an ongoing thing, and it's still catching a lot of ears and a lot of eyes as well. So I appreciate you so much, you know, to the point where I'm looking forward, you know, hooking up and, you know, getting out there, and doing some real singing along with the party tracks as well, so I can show people, you know, I'm not only a singer, I know how to move and groove too, you know.
All right now.
I want to give a big up to my dancers, Brooke Davis, Amara, Posh. They have been so phenomenal to me. And, you know, I'm just so thankful. Oh, and I can't forget to thank, you know, my church, because I've been speaking to my Bible study partner, Brother Joseph, and he's been encouraging me to just stay focused in prayer and be patient, which is the most important thing in this industry of entertainment. You must be patient.
Patient.
But not only be smart, but have wisdom on what to do with your smarts. You know, so he's been very helpful to me. I think Kirk Franklin, I think Hezekiah Walker, they've been so supportive to me for years. I just think so many people, I can just go on and on between each borough, each state. I got people in Atlanta, my homegirl Shaniqua. I have people in Atlanta, my boy Javion from Florida. My boy Javion, he got his radio station, you know, 386. He's been showing me mad love, too. He's been, like, really hitting me. Him and I are supposed to be hooking up. Actually, I'll be probably in Maryland August 9th to the 11th. What have you, doing some work. And it's just so much going on. I got my other producer, DT, where he's working on a contemporary, you know, gospel thing. Because I gotta give love to my father, you know, and, you know, show people that, you know, who's responsible for all my vocals and my health and my life, you know.
Right.
My mother, of course. My mother just turned 68, July 27th. So God bless. I thank him for, you know,
happy birthday.
68 years. Yes, so I can go on and on and on, and I'm just so happy for it. But y'all keep your ears open for E-Chris, the R&B hustler, and also keep a very, very close eye on how things are just going to just expand and excel to a higher level. And be patient with me, support me, show love, you know, and it means a lot to me. I mean, I have so many people now that are supporting me and you know, in so many ways I can't even describe, where they're booking me shows, they're calling me up, they're calling my boy Melvin Jordan up. And, you know, it's because also Melvin has been very, very supportive to me as far as so many different radio stations, too. It's unbelievable. I mean, to it, I got to think, I cannot forget T-Rex Radio. Yo, I got something to share with everybody out there. When T-Rex Radio, which is under Melvin Jordan and Michael K. Emil, when they got my new song, my single that's hitting hard right now, titled Let Me Show You, this was like it's a top 50 chart. I didn't even hit 50. I went straight to 40, July 1st of 2019. And within 2 weeks, I went from number 40 to number 17, which means that song is climbing the charts. So I really, really got to give a big up to Michael K. Emil. I really appreciate Michael. Yo, me and him, he interviewed me too. It was so funny. He had me going. He used to call me Edcris because he speaks French, and I got mad love for him. But I had to say, no, Edcris. And he was like, oh, Edcris. I was like, yeah. So I want to give a big up to Michael K. Emil as well as Michael has been so much cool to me. And I got all that, you know, international play because of Melvin Jordan. Okay. So when y'all hear Melvin Jordan representing Edcris, y'all already know what time it is.
All right, so what I would like to do is give an applause to all those that supported you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Thank you.
And including me.
Oh, yes, you better know it. You already know it. You get applause with a kiss, with a kiss.
Woo.
As I always say to people, hugs and kisses.
Yeah, all right. So we're coming to close to the end of our showcase. I will play Let Me Show You, the freshest new single. Tell me a little bit about that track. You got a brief story to mention. You got 3 minutes. You have a little brief information?
Yes, Let Me Show You was done by Spirit because my producer sent the track to me. I told him I needed something else new. He sent 25 tracks for me. Out of 25, I selected one, and that was on at the end of May of 2019. I went into the studio with my homegirl, Christina Bailey. She sang background on the track with me, and she's beautiful. And we did the recording on June 7th. By June 14th, the following Friday, it was mixed and mastered and ready to go. And Let Me Show You was on. I stepped out of my zone of everything else. And I wanted to be, you know, capturing to the ears and eyes of not just national, but international. And it has that. I've had so many different critics that say it can be rocking in Brazil. It can be rocking in Toronto, even here in the U.S. And as we speak, the remix, which is going to be a dancehall version, which I may be hooking up with dancehall artist Coffee. The remix is going to be done within the midst of August, which everybody's waiting for, and it's going to be bananas. It's a heavy, hot dance party track. Get your party on for the summertime. It's going to carry over to the summer, to spring break of next year. And actually, that's where we're doing a video shoot on a yacht. So it's going to be crazy. It's titled Let Me Show You.
All right. Thank you for that information. Now, we're coming to the close of our interview here. I would like to ask you this last question. Do you have any words of encouragement you would like to give to those that are suffering in the world today, or rather to those that want to enter into the music industry? Go ahead, Edcris.
Yes, first and foremost, you must pray and take your time, because I always, one of the biggest beliefs that I have within the industry of entertainment is 99.9% business. The other 1% is wah-wah, which means you not only have to know the creativity or the artistic ways of music and art and anything else that you're dealing with within entertainment, but you have to be very clear-minded and knowledgeable of the business itself. Because if you're not, some people, unfortunately, I call those people the interesting people, will take advantage of you and not lead and guide you in the right decision that may be beneficial for you as an artist, for creativity or longevity. So it's very good, you know, that you learn the business, and you must be also willing to take constructive criticism and opinions, because if you're not able to take constructive criticism and opinions, you're going to find it very difficult to excel in this business of entertainment. So, you know, stay focused, stay humble to the fullest, because as fast as you go up, when you do come come back down or things fade down, those same bridges that you cross going up, you're going to need them again if your intentions are to go to another level of thing. And the last thing that you want to do is burn bridges, because once you burn the bridges, it's not like baseball where you get three strikes, you out. It's a one-shot deal. And then that's when people are really nervous and they don't want to do business with you. But as long as you stay in prayer and stay focused and take your time and learn the business, everything else should become, you know, come to you as clear as day, and a blessing that with God, that God will definitely see forth that you have put down the right path in the right direction and place the right people in your path as well.
All right. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that. Words of encouragement. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
I have 1 minute to give you to give that information about your scheduled events and
yes.
your social sites information again, please. Go ahead, E. Chris.
So, again, I'll be performing August 4th, which is Sunday, August 4th, in Brooklyn, New York at Universal Place, 9302. Dartmouth Avenue, which is on the corner of East 93rd Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11236. And the designer, her name is Siobhan. And I'll also be performing in Philadelphia, which is Saturday, August 24th, at a big outside venue event. It's going to be crazy hot with a lot of well-known artists. And it's going to be ridiculously crazy, crazy nice and sexy. And you can reach me and check everything out on Facebook at E. Chris Elder, E-C-H. R-I-S space E-L-D-E-R, and everything will come up on Facebook. You'll see everything. And you can also catch me on Instagram at E-Chris 2008, which is at E-C-H-R-I-S 2008. Check me out. You can't miss it. I'm open to the public. No excuses for my response, because I respond to everybody. Everybody. Just don't send nothing crazy. Let's keep it straight and gully, you know. we don't want no craziness. We want some. I can deal with the wildness because I'm from the streets too. But let's be wild with knowledge and wisdom. Okay, that's
right.
All I'm saying.
Well, E. Chris, thank you for your participation on my show. You're always welcome to come back with any new music projects, and stay blessed. Keep in touch.
Oh, and one more thing.
See you again.
I need everybody to go to Spotify, TuneCore, Amazon, and support the single. You know, Let Me Show You. It's hot. Check it out. It's going to be crazy, crazy hot up with the remix. YouTube,
all right.
Spotify, Amazon. Check it out, y'all.
You hear that, everyone? This is Lady Diva, Brenda Moss, for Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. You have a blessed evening, the R&B hustler. You have a good night. This is Brenda Moss signing out.
Let me show you, baby. I can make you feel good. Let me show you, baby. I can do you just right.
Every morning, noon, and night. I can make you feel like supreme like a queen. So let me show you what I mean. When I lay your body down and you're feeling relaxed, so baby don't be shy, just look into my eyes.
Yeah, it's been a while, and I really like your style. With the
the way you're dressed and your smooth finesse. Damn, you're rocking on me. Just look into my eyes. Now, baby, 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 don't you stop. Come on. Let me show you. I can make you feel just right.
Let me show you.
I got the moves to turn you on.
Let me show you.
Baby, I can rock you morning, noon, and night. Come on.
Let me show you.
Rub your back.
Let me kiss your lips.
Make you feel nice.